is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
Up next, the news bulletin.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio news.
With the main news on One Love Radio, my name is Mumba Tailash. The headlines. The EU president demands immediate investigation into an NRC scam in Misengo. Siakalima prays for firm resolve to advance Zambia's education sector. In international headlines, South Africa's government has vowed it won't late the US withdrawal of about $427 million in support collapse its HIV program. And in sports, with the election just 3 months away, a bitter standoff over Samuel Eto'o's eligibility. And now the news in detail. The Minister of Education, Douglas Siakalima, has praised President Hage Ndehijilema for his firm resolve to advance Zambia's education sector. Speaking on Monday morning, Mr. Siakalima disclosed that the new Dunn government's introduction of the free education and construction of classroom blocks policy is in view of pushing the country into prosperity. He says the enrollment of over 2 million learners demonstrates how citizens were desperate to pursue education when courses were removed from early childhood to secondary school. Mr. Siakalima added that while some stakeholders raised concerns of overcrowding in classrooms, government saw it as a unique challenge that was met with swift solutions.
If you like, the meal allowance. In attendance to that, not only the meal allowance, they are also being given book allowance. Alright? Also, accommodation, we pay for them. So it's a complete, if you like, cycle of free education as long as you are in a public institution. That is what the president actually meant. So, what else would you ask for a president? If I may ask. What else? Because now the president has concentrated on human capital and we have it right. And every today, your president is the champion for early childhood education. Who doesn't know? That is in Africa. And they use him as an example. Go to any continent today, they will talk about the premium of early childhood because it is at that stage where you mold an adult. You start from there.
Democratic Union President Akim Antonin Jovo has demanded for an immediate investigation into a scam where people in Misengo area of Northern Province are being issued with defective national registration cards, NRCs. The residents in Misengo have expressed concern with NRCs being issued, with some of them being handwritten. The quality of the national identity cards has given some people, especially farmers, difficulties to conduct their business. Chief Misengo has also expressed concern over the matter. And reacting to the same, Mr. Njovu says the revelations call for an immediate investigation to ensure there is transparency in view of the 2026 general elections. Rafael Chota Ward 25 and Mandevu Constituency Councillor has commended government over the projects done through the Constituency Development Fund, CDF. Speaking to One Love Radio News, Councillor Boniface Walia has thanked government for the CDF funds that were allocated to his ward, which include a construction of a mortuary at Capital Level 1 Hospital. Mr. Walia says they have constructed a drainage system from Chipata Primary School to St. Paul's Secondary School, which used to pose a challenge for school children, and they are also building a 1x4 classroom block at St. Paul's Secondary School.
We have constructed the mortuary, a mortuary at Chipata Level 1 Hospital using CDF money, okay?
Yes.
Then we have constructed the drainage from between Chipata Primary School and the St. Paul's Secondary School, okay? Because during rain season, the road becomes impassable, okay? And because of our children who come from school, Chipata Primary and St. Paul's, it has been a calamity, catastrophe and crisis. But we have managed to construct a drainage from St. Paul's.
Still on local news, Lusaka City Council, LCC, says the construction of a recreation center in Matera Ward 32, Matera Constituency, funded under the Constituency Development Fund, CDF, is progressing well and has reached an advanced stage. In a statement, LCC Assistant Public Relations Manager Nyambe Bulumba says the project commenced following the official site handover on 3rd June 2025 and is scheduled for completion between September and October 2025. Mr. Bulumba says to facilitate the successful implementation of the initiative, the council has allocated 1,250,000 kwacha towards construction works. He says once completed, the recreation center will serve as a vibrant community hub, offering dedicated spaces for sports, educational programs, mentorship and social gatherings.
The construction of the recreation center in Matero Ward 32 Matero constituents, funded under the 2023 Constituent Development Fund CDF, has reached an advanced stage. The project commenced following the official site handover on 3rd June 2025 and is scheduled for completion between September and October 2025. And to facilitate the successful implementation of this initiative, the council allocated 1,250,000 towards, you know, construction works. And once completed, the center will serve as a vibrant community hub, offering dedicated spaces for sports, educational programs, mentorship and social gatherings. It is envisioned to be a catalyst for youth empowerment and community development.
Western Province UPND Media Team Coordinator Spokim Lemwase's President Harende Hijilema's reintroduced National Service Program on voluntary basis is progressive and most welcome. Speaking to One Love Radio News, Mr. Mlemwa says the initiative will help the large army of jobless youths roaming the streets access life-saving skills training, as well as navigate the young people's involvement in illicit activities such as the infamous criminal gangs known as junkies, who are terrorizing citizens in both urban and rural areas. He further says the initial program, which runs for 6 months, draws participation from all the 10 provinces of the country and is gender balanced.
President Hakainde Chilema's reintroduced National Service Program on voluntary basis is progressive and most welcome. The initiative will help the large army of jobless youth roaming the streets access life-saving skills training, as well as mitigate the young people's involvement in illicit activities such as the infamous criminal gangs known as junkies, who are terrorizing citizens in both urban and rural areas, and refrain from alcohol and substance abuse. More so, the initiative will afford the young people an opportunity to acquire survival skills to enable them engage in productive activities.
Now, the Economic Freedom Fighters, EFF, has strongly condemned the government's proposal to require teachers to pay an annual practicing license fee, with those failing to comply facing up to 5 years in prison. EFF President Kasonde Mwenda says this move is an attack on teachers and the education system, further arguing that the Teaching Profession Bill number 14 of 2025 is oppressive and seeks to criminalize poverty. The EFF leader has called for the bill to be withdrawn and instead has demanded that the government raises teacher salaries, recruits more teachers to address the high student-to-teacher ratio, and provides necessary resources and infrastructure to support education.
By the UPND government's new law, which demands that every teacher, whether in employment or struggling without a job, must pay a practicing license fee every single year. Under the current law, teachers only renew every 3 years. But now, the UPND wants to milk them annually, and those who cannot afford will not just lose their licenses, but face up to 5 years in prison if found teaching. The Economic Freedom Fighters, EFF, are outraged and heartbroken by the UPND's decision to repeal the Teaching Profession Act of 2013 and replace it with this oppressive Teaching Profession Bill number 14 of 2025. This bill is a brutal assault on our teachers.
And just now we take a break. Do stay tuned.
For latest, informative and unbiased news, tune into One Love Radio for the News Bulletin at 6:45.
We should promote vertical competitiveness, but how do we do it?
13 hours and 18 hours.
Speaking on the Kickstart Breakfast Show on One Love Radio, Mr. Silas says Dr. Kaunda was a gallant leader.
Dr. Kaunda was a gallant.
Call us for news tips on 0953-491655 or +260-211-224-404. Send an email to onelovenews@gmail.com or visit our website at www.onelovezambia.com. One Love Radio, inspiring, touching, life-changing radio.
International News.